Welcome back to That Girl is Going Places. If you are brand new, my name is Marin. I'm happy you're listening today. I have one of my amazing friends, basically a big sister to me, Zara, on today. And I guarantee it, even without recording this episode yet, this one's going to be a fun one to listen to, 100% guarantee. I literally just texted Zara like 2 minutes ago and decided to record this episode. So it's going to be a good one. So Zara, introduce yourself, how we know each other. And then also something that I always ask my guests, as you know, is something that you're manifesting right now for yourself.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So hi everyone. My name is Zara. I am going to be a senior at Boston University this year. I'm studying marketing in the School of Business. So Marin and I's journey of knowing each other is definitely interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think it starts, so you did dance with my cousin, but we didn't really know each other at that point. So I think when we really started to get to know each other was I was working the front desk at SoulCycle in Chicago before I left for school, and Marin would come and ride every day. Mm-hmm. And then I think we just kind of got to know each other through that. And also Marin is my younger brother's age. They went to middle school together. So like we had that connection as well. And then when Marin was like, oh, I'm thinking about applying to BU, like, do you have any questions? I sent her everything I had. I told her everything about BU because I absolutely love it.
Zara is like 80% of the reason I'm going to BU. So if not more.
I feel like we started talking like the summer before your senior year of college, or honestly even summer before your junior.
I think I left for San Francisco.
Yes, yeah. I remember it's when you left and you were like, I need to go to school in a city. And I was like, girl, you should come to BU. Mm-hmm. And so then like I kind of helped her through like that process. Then she ended up EDing and now she's at BU, she's going to BU, she's gonna be in the Question School of Business with me. That's right. I'm so sad we only have like a year to overlap though.
I know, it's tragic, but you're going to stay in Boston probably. So you'll be there.
Yeah. The plan is to stay here. We'll see. But yeah, so that's kind of, you know,
that's our path.
That's how we know each other. And then something I'm manifesting right now. That's a tough question. I'm honestly not like a big manifester. Like everyone tells me I should get into like meditation and all that. And like, I know I need it, but I just like haven't like had the time, I guess. But something I'm trying to get better at is like sleep schedule and like really like going to bed on time. So, cause I have a like full-time internship this summer, that's like, you know, 9:30 to 6 every day. And then I'm also still working at SoulCycle in the mornings twice a week. So I don't sleep enough. So I'm really trying to get in the habit of like going to bed at like, you know, 9:30, waking up at like around the same time of day. But it's so hard when you have FOMO. Like I feel like all my friends are like out doing things and I'm like, oh, gotta go to bed because I have to go to Seoul the next
time. No, we just talked about this. I told Zara, I was like, you need to take a page out of my book and become a grandma and go to bed at 8:30. It's the best thing. Then you wake up energized at 5 a.m. and you get to start your day.
So. I know. And I did do that. Like last week I was pretty good about it. I went to bed at like around 9:30 every single night. And I woke up around the same time every single night, every single morning, which was good. But like yesterday, all my coworkers were like, let's go to Cisco, which is like this brewery in Boston. So like I was there and then we get home till like 10:30. So I didn't go to bed till 11. And then I woke up at 4:45 to go to work. So
not shocked.
A little tired.
That's how like every day is for you. Let's be honest. That was not just a last night thing.
No. Yeah. But like last week I was like getting it, but like, I'm really trying to like be consistent with like,
love that.
Go to bed at 9:30, wake up at like 5-ish.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep you accountable. I'll check in, make sure you're doing it. Great.
There we go.
So you said you're going to be a senior this year, which is like your last year of college, which is weird. Probably. So
I'm like depressed, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll stay there. You can live vicariously through my college experience and do it again. So
there we go. Be great.
So these past 4 years, you've obviously lived in a big city, which is different from a lot of college experiences. What has that experience taught you about yourself? Just being in college taught you about yourself? And do you have any tips for incoming college freshmen going to BU and obviously not going to BU?
Okay. Yeah. So I guess starting with like going to school in the city versus not going to school in the city, I think this is like such a personal decision. Like some people like just do not, you know, they want to go to school in like, you know, rural Indiana. My brother's going to Notre Dame next year. So if I like use Notre Dame is referenced. That's why, like, some people, like, that's what they want. They want the football scene. They want the sports. They want, like, the college bar, like, small town kind of feel. But for me, I've always been somebody that, like, loves the hustle and bustle of the city. I grew up 30 minutes outside of Chicago, but, like, I always told my parents, like, if I move back to Chicago, I'm, like, not moving to the suburbs. I'm staying in the city. Like, that's way more my vibe. And I just, like, wanted to get out of Chicago for 4 years. And, like, I wanted, cause I kind of thought I would always come back, and, like, I'm still kind of toying with that idea, but I just wanted to leave for at least 4 years and, like, kind of, like, make a life for myself in a new city. So that's kind of how I stumbled upon BU. And also, like, at the time I was a nutrition major and they had the second best nutrition program in the country. So that's kind of how I landed here. But in terms of going to school in the city, like, it's really, like, you have to sit down and think, like, okay, what do I want? Cause they're definitely two different experiences. Like, just say, for example, like, nightlife, like, in Boston, like, it is really hard to get in places if you are not 21. Like, and if that is something that is going to be an issue for you, then you should think about that before, you know, committing to go to a school in a city, or, like, at least in Boston. But I will say the major, major perk of going to school in the city is just the networking opportunities, because I feel like I have this big network here in Boston. I also have a big network in Chicago. So it's kind of like, I could really go either way.
Yeah.
I could stay here. I could go back home. And also, like, I just feel so much more like an adult, like, living alone in a city, you know, like, I am, like, the type of person, like, I wake up, I go to, you know, whatever workout, SLT.
At 4:45.
At 6 a.m. And then I, like, you know, come back, do school. But, like, there's just more to do, I guess, in a city. And I feel like, for me personally, I would have gotten bored if I went to school in, like, South Bend, Indiana. Same. Like, I just, like, to, like, always be doing things. And, like, for you, like, you know, you're gonna be, like, a solid core coach, obviously, in Boston. Is that public knowledge?
Yes, that is public knowledge.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you're gonna come to, like, you know, you probably would not have that opportunity if you were going to school in South Bend, Indiana, you know?
Right. Exactly. I love it.
And, like, also, like, I was never, like, a big sports person. Like, I enjoyed playing sports, but I never enjoyed, like, I was never like, yeah, football, like, let's go.
Let's go.
So So, like, going to school in a city for me was perfect, but it really is, like, a personal decision. And then, so what were the other parts of that question?
What are your best tips for incoming freshmen?
Okay. Oh gosh. I feel like if I could tell them, like, okay, so say yes to everything, but that comes with, like, a catch side. Say yes to everything that you are comfortable with. And I guess this also goes back to, like, you know, where you decide to go to school and, like, you know, all that jazz. BU is not one of those schools where, like, you have to go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, if you don't go out, you don't have a social life. If you're not in a sorority, you don't have that is not BU. So say yes to everything to an extent. Like, if there is a night where, like, you just, like, I don't want to go out, I'm exhausted, I want to, like, go to bed at 10 p.m. like, do that. And also, like, we're all in college, like, nobody cares anymore. Like, it's not high school. Like, literally nobody cares, especially, oh, and also your professors, like, they're not going to baby you through classes. Like, you are, like, really on your own. I feel like that's something I didn't really realize when I got here. Like, you know, like, you skip class in high school, like, your teacher's probably going to email you and be like, hey, where were you? Like, running class. That's not going to happen in college. Like, it's on you to kind of go to your classes. And, you know, if you don't go, you're going to lose participation points or, like, attendance points or whatever. So, like, it, like, you know, you have to motivate yourself to do that. So I feel like college has taught me a lot about, like, scheduling, motivating myself to, like, actually go to class and, like, you know, like, it's not just, like, go out every night. But also, like, just being open to everything and, like, kind of looking at everything with, like, an open lens. Like, I met my best friend at matriculation. Literally my parents dropped me off, like, 2 days before. At this point, I was like, I have no friends other than my roommate. Cause, like, that's kind of what happens. You go to college, like, you hang out with your roommate for, like, the first week, like, you don't really hang out with anyone else. So I was like, oh, like, I don't want to go to matriculation. Like, I don't know any of these people, like, whatever. And it's basically, like, a big thing where, like, the dean gives a speech and there's just a lot. It's, like, the opposite of graduation. So I was like, I don't want to go, but I was like, whatever, like, I'll go. And the girl that sat next to me, it was so funny. So her name's Abigail. And she just sat next to me and, like, we were both just like, I'm usually not a very shy person, but, like, in this
moment, at all.
In this moment, I was like, I just don't want to talk to anyone. Like, I'm so over this. And so she actually was like, oh, like, what did she ask me? She was like, oh, like her, she said something like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited for matriculation, like, whatever, it's gonna be cool to hear the dean speak. And I was kind of like, haha, yeah. And then I just go, so did you go out last night? And she was like, yeah, actually, we went to this like frat at like at this MIT frat. And I was like, oh, we were there too. And then like that conversation just sparked into like, oh, well, we're going to this tonight. Like, do you want to come meet in our dorm at this time? And then we just like kept hanging out with each other. And like now she's literally my best friend. So like you'll meet people in the weirdest places. So
yeah. I love that. Say yes to everything. That's good. I needed that advice. That's good.
I know we always joke that you're going to be like motivating me to go to bed at 9 p.m. I'm motivating you to like,
we're going to balance each other. It'll be great. I honestly think like we could both learn from each other. So it'll be great.
100%.
So speaking of perfect transition, how do you find the balance between college life, academics, social life, and then also staying healthy? I know that fitness and health is a huge part of your routine, obviously, even if it's waking up at 5 a.m. How do you find that balance between the two?
That's a great question. I definitely found that balance in college. Like first semester freshman year, there was no balance. Mm-hmm. There was literally no balance. Like the balance was like going out Friday night, Saturday night, out till like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, come back. And I was pre-med at the time. So I had like all of this work I had to do on the weekends. So like, you know, come back, wake up at like 8 a.m., go to SoulCycle, come back, do homework until like literally 6, go back. Like it was just, it was exhausting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think in terms of pre-med, some people can hack it, but like, I just was not one of those people. Like I was never like, I love science. So that's not you. Don't do pre-med. Anyways, mm-hmm. that's why I do such majors. I found that I just like feel better when I have like a balance of like sleep and social life and working out and all that jazz. So I literally schedule everything in my plan. Like I put like work, workout, mm-hmm. school, like eat, like social plans, like had I known we were recording, you know, before 5 minutes,
you would have put it in. Yeah.
I would have put that in the calendar, like just having all of that. So you can like literally see like, oh, okay. Like I'm literally going out like 3 nights in a row. Like maybe we should chill next week. Also, it's just like going out is expensive. Mm-hmm. So you also have to keep that in mind, but I think that definitely my biggest, I guess, tip for freshmen or just like college people in general, put everything in your calendar because that, it's like, it's going to be very hard to miss something like that or like double book mm-hmm. yourself if you have everything in there. But yeah, I would like, I just feel better when I'm like in my routine of like getting enough sleep and like balancing school and working out and like social events and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're going to be exhausted, don't do it. Just get the sleep. It's fine.
I love that. Yeah. I need to put it in a calendar. I started doing that. I've always been organized, as you know, but like I started doing the calendar, like color coding by, is this a social event? Is this a workout? Is this work? Is this something else? Like even just seeing it visually, then you see like, oh, I have work all this week. Like maybe I should do one less workout or like, I don't want to overwork myself or like, I can't go out this night. Like you literally need to see it visually.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip.
I have like separate
calendars. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. So I have like literally separate calendars for each one. So I can like uncheck the box and be like, oh, I'm working like literally 50 hours this week.
Exactly. Like I can just see my solid core schedule or like just check my workouts and like see what the plan is for the week or just check like social. Yeah. It's the best.
Which I think is so helpful. Yeah. I'm like, how do people not do this?
I know. I don't know how people just like keep it all in their head and they're like, oh, I'm not free then. Like, how would you know?
Yeah, how exactly. Would you know? I also feel like you and I are both very like type A people and just like need to have
definition
it
of organized. Yeah.
My friend Abigail the other day, she was like, my favorite is when Zara texts me at 9 a.m. asking me what I'm wearing that night.
Yeah.
And
I have to plan it all ahead, obviously.
Exactly. Well, I'm like, so I need to like pack my bag now because then I have work from 12 to 3 and then I'm getting my eyelashes filled at this time. And then I have this thing I have to, it's like,
so I need to know the outfit now. Yeah, obviously. Exactly. Obviously. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, people that get me.
Exactly. It's great. Yeah, please like don't ever be annoyed by me or Zara when we ask questions like that. I know my friends have like done the same thing. They're like, why are you asking me about this weekend when it's Tuesday and like I'm just not there yet? I'm like, well, I'm there yet. Like this is the whole week. We have to look at it as a whole. So
I have do my calendars like the second I get my work schedule. So we get our schedules.
You put it in.
Yeah. So we get ours like every like 2 weeks, for 2 week blocks. So like I'll know exactly what I'm doing for the next 2 weeks. So I get my work schedule and then I have my internship schedule, obviously, which is the same every day. And I'm like, okay, when do I have time to work out? When do I have time to like go out? Blah, blah, blah. So like I'm like booked for the next
I'm planned for the month. Like when I get my monthly schedule, like it goes all in the solid core calendar. I told you, I already registered for classes and they're literally all in my first semester schedule already. Like through December, I have my plan.
Oh yeah. So, same. I have my school schedule in through December, including the days that we don't have school. Yeah.
Same. I have the breaks. I have days off. I have the days that like it's a Monday schedule, even though it's a Wednesday. Like I have all those days.
I love that BU does that. That's why I never schedule a lot of classes on Mondays because they'll randomly be like, oh, like it's a Monday schedule today. Like, so I'm like, oh,
amazing. I love that you didn't make me take a lot of Monday classes. You basically did my schedule. Zara was very helpful. Like literally she went into my registration. She's like, here's what you're going to take. Here's just like what it looks like. Just sign up for all these classes. So
yeah, it's great. Well, I told her, I was like, you just, cause like, I've literally taken all of these classes,
all the things before that you've done. Exactly.
Yeah. And so I'm like, do not take this calc professor. Horrible. Yeah. Like you're going to fail. Yeah. And also like, just don't like try to take load up on your Tuesday, Thursday. So that way you have like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like free time.
Exactly. And you know, my lifestyle outside, like, you know that I need the 6 a.m. workout. So there's only one 8 a.m. so that I can like have time, need to have time in the evenings to teach. So you really,
obviously.
Yeah, you're better than an advisor. You're like a personal advisor. It's great.
Thank you. If you want to tell a question from that,
I'll put you into the system. So back, that was a tangent, but that's exactly what I expected out of this episode with you and I. This is how like every conversation tends to go. So I'm not surprised.
I'm like, sorry to everyone in advance. I'm so chatty.
No, I'm sure everyone's very entertained. Like this is genuinely just us on a FaceTime call. It's what happens all the time. So it's fine. Yep. circling back though, we went from talking about the balance with fitness. I know that you mentioned freshman year, that was just not existing, that balance. And I have a feeling it's probably because of your experience from being a high school athlete and then that transition out of that world. So how was that whole experience from being a rower and then going into your own fitness routine and then college, like all of that happening at once?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say, for anyone that doesn't know what rowing is, it is literally the, rowing is the hardest sport. I've done every sport under the book. Rowing is hands down the hardest sport, both mentally and physically. And like our like practice schedule, when we were like really like deep in season, we'd have practice like every day after school. We'd have practice on Saturdays. That was like our long practice. And then we'd have lifts in the morning. And then like, we were also expected to work out outside of that. So like, as you can imagine, I literally had the mentality. I was like, oh, if I'm not working out twice a day, every day, like I'm going to gain the freshman 15.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like,
so like, unhealthy.
It's so unhealthy, such an unhealthy mindset. And like pretty much like all of like freshman year, I was like, don't gain freshman 15, don't gain freshman 15, don't gain freshman. Like, you know, when it's like, okay, I could have just like chilled on like the social aspect of it. And like, then I wouldn't have had to worry that much. But yeah, anyways, getting back into it. So I stopped rowing after my first semester senior year, because by this point I knew I wasn't going to row in college. So I was like, I'm not going to do this for another semester. Like, this is like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not rowing in college. Like, why am I going to put myself through the torture of my last semester of high school? So I didn't row that semester. And that's actually when I started working at SoulCycle. So I worked the front desk at SoulCycle my second semester senior year, and I've worked there ever since. But one of the great perks about working at Soul is you get free classes. Walk in whenever you want. I mean, obviously assuming like there's no wait list or anything, like you walk in whenever you want, like hop on a bike free, like all good. So I remember like my second semester senior year, since I was still in like my like crazy workout grind, I was like, okay, so I have to meet. So we had like a lift coach for like our rowing team. So I was still meeting with him because I was like, I don't want to like lose any muscle. So I remember like I would literally double or triple at SoulCycle like every single day. And then like the days like I wouldn't like triple, like sometimes I'd like go see my trainer and then like do a double. Like it was crazy. Ridiculous. Like, and now looking back at it, I'm like, what, like, first of all, how did I do that?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how you did that. I don't know how, like, you could do anything else. Like,
I don't know where either. Your energy went. It was like ridiculous. Like I would ride the 6 a.m. and then like go to school all day. And then I would double at night. Like,
yeah, after.
Yeah. So it was definitely, you know, and I think that my rowing coach didn't exactly instill like the healthiest of exercise mindsets in us, obviously, because like pretty much all of us that stopped rowing, we all came out with a like exact same mindset. And like like there are girls that were on my team that like have developed like exercise addiction and like all that stuff. And I think I definitely at some point had one slash I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
My roommate, Sophie, she is like, oh, like, what workout are you doing today? And I was like, well, how'd you know I was working out? She's like, Zara.
You are, yeah. You get intense anxiety without it. So we do still need to work on that, but
it's a
work in progress.
Exactly. It is a work in progress. Me and my therapist are talking about it. So we're getting there. But it was definitely crazy. And I'm sure other, you know, high school athletes probably feel the same way. I don't know if even like you feel the same way with dance.
With dance. I'm sure. Yeah. No, it was so toxic. Like it was, yeah.
It's a very toxic environment. And like, granted, like we were a very good rowing team, like, you know, because of the way that we trained, because like we didn't not like the neutral rowing team, like all the girls were like literally so tall and just like so built for rowing. Like at Loyola, we didn't really have that. Like we could all train very hard. Like, you know, like I was definitely like one of the tallest girls on the team and I'm 5'10", which is like an average height for a rower, for a female rower. So yeah. Anyway, so I feel like, you know, some of my friends kind of were like, okay, like maybe you don't need to like work out all the time. But it became an issue when I came to college because I didn't work at Seoul like my first year of college. So I wanted to like get adjusted and all that. And so then I had to just go back to paying for classes. And I was like, you know, obviously balling on a college budget. So I would pay for like maybe like two to three classes a week. And then my roommate who works at SoulCycle in college, she would guest me in class. But I remember like, I would always get like so anxious if like, I wasn't like going to the gym and going to SoulCycle or like going to SoulCycle and like doing something else. So I guess long story short, still working on it, but that transition is crazy.
Brutal. Yeah.
I can tell you.
Yeah. I mean, even with dance, I think it's so interesting that like when you're growing up in a sport, they don't talk to you about like the mindset. It's just like the physicality of it. And they don't prepare you for throwing you out into the real world. Like assuming that 90% of people in high school aren't going to continue with their sport. Like there's no preparation for, by the way, this is the training that we did for this sport, but you don't need to be doing this. Like when you are an actual human being, like you don't need to be working out this much. You don't need to feel bad about eating this much. Like there's no like mental preparation on that side. It's just like, train this much physicality. This is how you work out. And then you're like, well, I don't know how to live without that. And it's, it's wild.
And also like, I feel like I'm sure dance was the same way where like, we just did so much cardio during rowing. Like we were on those erg machines for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we'd like go out on the water and like row there. Like that's just so much cardio that like in my head, I was like, okay, cardio equals fitness. Like I was I was like, I don't really care about weight training. Like,
and there's no discussion about, like, otherwise. Exactly. Like there's no like science behind it that they explain to you, like, or why they're making you do those things. Like obviously you needed that training and conditioning for your sport, but that didn't mean that you needed to continue hours of cardio outside of rowing.
And now that I feel like I've kind of like strayed away, like I feel like I ride like 4-ish times a week and then like I'll go to Barry's or go to SLT, like, you know, whatever. Like I try to go to Barry's like twice a week and I try to go to SLT like twice a week. I have the SLT membership. So like I literally have to go twice a week. Otherwise I'm losing money. And then like Barry's, I kind of just like go whenever my schedule allows me, like once or twice a week. But I feel like I coming out of college, I was like SoulCycle every day because it's cardio, like straight cardio, whatever. I was like, I don't give a shit about Barry's. Like, I don't want to lift weights. I don't give a shit about Pilates. Like, am I allowed to swear on the podcast?
Yeah, sorry. Of course. Oh my gosh. Okay. Of course. You've listened to the episodes. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was like, I don't care about like these other workouts. Like they're not cardio. So like whatever. But I feel like now that like I've like come to appreciate like Pilates and Barry's and like stuff that's not just like straight cardio, like I've really been enjoying it. You've been the exact same way with the gym.
Exactly. Like once I found lifting, I was like, why was I not doing this the entire time? Like I was the same way. Obviously, you know, well, you know, because you saw me there every day. I would literally go to the 6 a.m. And then again, after school, I'd like come to the 4:15 and the 5:30, which is like ridiculous.
You and I were like literally the same.
We've had the same transition. No, it was insane. I would ride like, I mean, in some of those months, like the challenge months, I could get to like 40 classes in a month.
Oh my God.
Like, or more.
I remember.
Soul challenge.
Yes.
I was always the one who went for 30 or more, like always got the sweatshirt, always got the prizes of like, I thought that was amazing.
Oh yeah. My second semester senior year of high school, I literally rode 55 times in that month.
Yeah.
That like, that is insane to me. And I remember I was talking to one of the instructors, Kate, I think May was talking to Katie, and I was like, oh yeah, like I did 55 for like Turn It Up or whatever. And she was like,
Turn It Up. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, so that's actually more than I taught this month. And I was
it's literally more than what instructors teach. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like, I'm just like so fit.
Exactly. And that's what I thought too. I was like, I am so healthy. Yeah. I am like optimal health. I am peak fitness. Yes.
Yeah. I'm literally like, everyone wants to be in as good shape.
Like,
as
I bet they see me here and they're like, yeah. Oh, and it's like, here again. Like, she's so
and it's
fit.
Like, no, bitch. Like, no one gives a crap. Like, I would be like flexing it on my Instagram, like, 55 rides, like whatever. And everyone was like, okay, so she has issues.
Yeah.
So,
like, that was the least healthy I've ever been in my entire life. But it's
Yeah.
So
I know that was crazy. I think I went turn it up.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if they're like doing that anymore. I don't know if that was like post COVID, people have just forgotten about it or something, but
yeah. Well, I think they're trying to do it once all the studios reopen. That's
open.
What I heard.
Yeah. Make it fair. Yeah. Yeah. I remember I think I went from like 150 to 250 in like a very short amount of time, like months, like 2 months maybe, or like 3 months. It was bad. It was really bad.
I remember because you texted me and you were like, or maybe
yeah, was like, I was like, it's 250 like, already.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, what? Like, didn't you just and you were like, yeah, like you were like, yeah, like I love SoulCycle.
Yeah.
It was like, same.
That's
girl.
What it was. I think it was, I hit like 100 in April of 1 year, and then I hit 250 like when I came home from San Francisco in August, like something like that. It was insane. Like, it was a very small amount of time to get 150 classes.
Yeah.
And it was frightening. Even in San Francisco, I would like ride the 6 a.m. and then after my internship, like go again to Rachel Brooks' class.
Right. Wow. Oh my gosh, Rachel Brooks. I literally want to meet her so badly.
I want to have her on the podcast. I've been having combos with her. Yeah.
You should. Because doesn't she work with, she works with Ryan now, right?
Yeah. She's like living life. I'm going to send this episode to her. She's going to love listening to this. But yeah, she's killing it. She's like a coach and everything now. It's really cool. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wait, she'd be great for the podcast.
I know. She's very like independent, badass.
Okay. So. Love that.
Yeah. Look forward to it. What were we even talking about? Oh,
I don't know.
Okay. Back to like strength versus cardio. That's a great topic to be on too. So. Yeah. I think like you mentioned before, like the reason you try to find the balance is because you just honestly like feel much better when you're getting movement in, like now that you know, what actually makes you feel good, which is not Soul 8 times a week. It's like a combination of berries and SLT and cardio and ever. Are there any recommendations for trying to find a workout? I know people ask me this all the time, like, how do you actually like the workouts you do, which I think is the most important part. Like, that's the only way you can stay consistent is if you like it. So you've been around just about every group fitness studio, every workout. Do you have any tips for finding something that you truly enjoy?
Yeah, that is a great point. And I think the emphasis is on the truly enjoy part. Like, if you don't like it, don't do it. And I remember, so I'm very competitive and I know you are as well. So I'm sure you can relate to me on this. When I first started going to SLT, I was like, oh my God, I am so bad.
I suck at this. Yeah.
I'm so bad at this that I am going to
want to come and get better. Right.
Yes. Correct. And so I literally just kept going until I like finally, and like now I feel like there's definitely some stuff that like still, I have like very tight hips, obviously from like Soul Cycles. Like there's just like some stuff that like on a Megaform, it just does not feel good on my body. So I also like modify that. But like, I feel like I've gotten to the point where like, okay, now like I'm adding like more tension on. So like, I feel like I've like gotten the hang of it. So, but like, I did not enjoy SLT at first and I kind of just like forced myself and now I love it. So I'd say definitely give like workouts. Like I always say it takes about like 3 classes to really like, get the hang of it. Mm-hmm. Like you're, you know, I was hooked after the first class of SoulCycle, like that's not like everyone's reality. Mm-hmm. So yeah, something that you enjoy doing, just, I guess like in Boston, obviously I love Soul. Like I would think we have an amazing group of instructors here that they're all so different. I feel like it's the same in Chicago, like great group of instructors, amazing people to work with. Like I literally love everyone here. I've really been getting into berries lately. I just like, I've never been a runner either. So it's another thing. I've never been good at running.
Never
so I'm like,
been
I'm
running,
gonna go
yeah.
until I'm good at it. And now like, I like the other day I was like sprinting at like a 10.5 on the treadmill and I was like,
damn. Wow. Yeah, she's a runner. Like,
She's a runner. She's a track star.
I knew you were going to say that.
I literally was like, who is she? Like what? I never used to be like, I used to be like my like run pace would be like a 5 and now I'm like my, And now my run pace is like an 8. So I'm like, you know, so I feel like,
yeah,
you know, getting progress. Better. Yeah. Progress. SLT, obviously, love, like, SLT and solid core, like, for those you don't know,
it's the same thing. Similar. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. Just like I different like vibes, I guess, but like, it's a class on like a mega form or reform, like whatever you want to call it. There's actually a workout class called Row Republic that I believe they only have in Boston. I did try it once and I did not like it solely because I had so much PTSD from being on the row, like on the rowing machine from rowing. So I was like, I went like twice and I was like, I literally just can't do this. Like the instructors were amazing. Like the people were great. But I was just like, I personally cannot do this because I have like too much anxiety when I'm here. So yeah, you know, obviously if the workout's making you feel that way, it's not worth it.
It's not for you. Even if your friends like it, even if like people are raving about it, it doesn't mean that you have to like it and go to it.
Yeah. And like, I know tons of people that like, I've like brought to SoulCycle and they've been like, oh, like I can see how someone would like it, but like, that just was not for me personally. Like some people don't like the, like cleanse the, your mind and like
the spiritualness of it.
Yeah. Which I totally understand. Like I literally, I'm like such a basic B. I like drink the Kool-Aid so hard. Like I love that. And I mean, I do believe like there is kind of like a soul instructor for everyone. Like I, you know, whatever, but different people just like, they just don't have good experiences there. So I'm like, if it doesn't make you feel good, don't do it. If it hurts your body, don't do it. But yeah, like if you know that you don't like doing cardio, don't go to SoulCycle.
It's like
go to Pilates.
I feel like people think that like working out has to be like, you have to put it in your schedule. It's a chore to do. Like you have to cross it off the list when like, there's a reason why we both have struggled with exercise addiction. Cause we found something that we liked so much that we overdid it because it was so enjoyable. So like, it is possible to find something that you enjoy. And I feel like people don't even realize that, that like working out can actually be something that you look forward to in your day. And it also doesn't have to be like, we're mentioning group fitness classes because we like them and we work for them, but it can be a hot girl walk. Okay. Like it can just be, you know, just, it's not, it doesn't have to be difficult.
Yeah. I agree. It's something I love about Boston is that it is such a walkable city. Like if I have the time, I will walk anywhere or blue bike. I've been such a big fan of the blue. Shout out Maddie.
A bike that actually goes somewhere.
Yes. Wow. A bike that actually goes somewhere. I've been loving the blue bike. I feel like that's been like, I've been like blue biking to work. It's just so nice out. Like, especially when it's not like 80 degrees, if it's like 75, 70, it's a beautiful little bike ride. But like, yeah, even if it's just walking,
it makes like, you feel good. It's like just find something.
I'm trying to think of like Chicago based fitness places. Okay.
So yeah. What are your recs?
I definitely haven't like dipped my toes in the Chicago scene as much. I feel like I got more into like expanding in my
Boston,
variety in Boston. I actually did start going to Barry's in Chicago. Then I loved it there. I believe there's a place called Studio Legree, which I think is also
Pilates. Legree is like solid core. So come to solid core. But
okay, so
Legree
is like this, core.
Me.
Okay. So ignore me. Don't go to Legree.
No, Legree is great Legree, too.
Like, listen. Yeah.
No, I don't want to like, that's not my vibe, but like go to Legree. It's closer to you. But like, also you're listening to this podcast. So if you live in Chicago, so like come to my class. So.
Oh yeah. 100%. Got Marin's class was no joke. I took it when I was home a couple months ago and I was like so sore the next day. I was like,
I'm excited for you to take it again when you come. Cause that was like my like sixth class ever that I taught. It was a community class still. And I'd like to think that I've improved. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to kick your ass even more this time. It'll be great.
Right.
Get ready for it. Zara's home for like 5 days and all it is consisting of like being back to all the Chicago fitness places. So.
Literally. This goes back to, I have like a Google doc. I'm like, okay, like
we already planned.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I obviously want to like go and like ride with all my coworkers. The other thing about working at Soul is so hard because like, I love everyone there so much that I want to go and support their classes, but like, there's just like not enough time in the day or like, there's just like not enough, like one of my like favorite instructors here, Annie, like I love her class so much. I literally can't go to it because she either teaches when I'm working at Soul or she teaches when I'm working at my internship.
Yeah.
So it's like, I literally cannot go to her class and it's so hard. But so I did plan out, you know, whose class I'm taking when I'm home. So it's back being type A. I'm very excited to like come take your class and we're going to go to Barry's one day, which is
of course
fun.
We're going to go to Kate's class. Listen to that episode too.
She was also on the podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Her episode is my best performing episode I've ever had. She like plugged the shit out of that episode on her platform.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, let's try to beat it.
Let's try to beat it.
Everyone,
I'll like send you the analytics. Yeah, you better plug this episode. Get everyone to listen. Everyone.
Oh my gosh, I will.
I love it. Well, that was what I was going to ask you. You read my mind. It was going to be your Boston and Chicago Fitness recommendations. So we touched on that too. So love wonderful.
It. Amazing.
I don't even know how long that was. I genuinely feel like that went by fast, but I bet that was like 45 minutes. I really don't know. This is like,
guys,
again,
I know your podcast episodes are short, but like, I am the chattiest person ever.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I knew this was going to happen. I'm glad like we fit it in. And I hope this was entertaining for everyone listening. Genuinely, like this was just a conversation that Zara and I would have had on the regular, but now everyone gets to listen to it. 100%. Hopefully a lot of people get to listen to it. If you're going to break Kate's record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's your goal.
I know, she's like actually an influencer, so probably
her 25k followers like have a leg up on you slightly, but
yeah, that's okay. You know what? I'll put it on my Instagram, like we'll do the thing. I'll send it to people.
Beautiful. So. Well, that's a good way to end. Give your plug if you want. Anything you want to share?
Oh my gosh, yeah, sure. Okay, so follow me on Instagram at Zara Bokhari if you so choose. It's literally like just me like out with my
living
friends.
Life.
Like, I don't have, I do not have like actual influencer content because I am not.
It's great though. She's entertaining.
Yeah. But if any of you are going to be you next year and you have questions, like please DM me or like ask Marin for my phone number. Like I will absolutely answer any questions. So my brother's ex-girlfriend actually slid into my DMs a couple weeks ago because she was like, I'm deciding between BU and UMich, and I was like, wait, that's so funny because like those are the two
that's what
I
you decided between well. yeah
and I was like, come to BU, like don't go to Michigan.
Yeah,
no shade to anyone.
Michigan's great. Wow. but that's okay.
But if anyone has like any BU questions or like college questions, like please DM me.
If you're in Questrom, she'll like make a schedule for you. So
yeah. Oh yeah. And I'll tell you exactly who you need to take and who did not take.
Yeah.
Do I have any other socials? I don't think so. If you want to follow my TikTok, it's at Hot Girl Zara with
your TikTok's girls. Really great. I don't know if you wanted to plug that. I don't know if that's for everyone, but okay.
It's fine.
I love it. Weren't you on another podcast?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was on my friend Ellie's podcast. It's her Instagram is at honey_andsoul. And then her podcast is called Honey and Soul. I was on that podcast. Same deal. Her podcast episodes are 30 minutes long. Ours is 45. But we talked on that episode. We talked a little bit more about like dating and like astrology. And we did touch on like intuitive eating and like exercise addiction, all that stuff. So if you want to hear my voice more
again,
you can do that.
Great. Well, I love you, Zara. This was great.
I love you. Thank you so much for having me on. This was so
With that, I will conclude today's episode. Thank you so much for listening as always. If you did enjoy listening today, please leave a rating or subscribe to That Girl's Going Places wherever you listen to podcasts. It would really support me. And feel free to reach out at That Girl's Going Places podcast on Instagram with any questions that you have for a future Q&A segment or with any topic requests for future episodes. I love you all so much. I will talk to you again in the next episode, and I really hope that you have an amazing day.